Gil Robertson, welcome back to Upfront. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm excited to have you back on the show. I'm really excited about the AFCA Awards, which are going to be taking place on Wednesday, April the 7th, a virtual presentation. And, you know, last year at this time, we were just starting with this new world that we're living in right now. And you guys were able to pivot very quickly to present a virtual award show. I was very excited about that. And so when I got the press release for this year, I was even more excited because I was like, last year's show was the bomb. So I know that this is going to be that much better. So we've got some amazing honorees this year. And I want to start things off by talking about the Icon Award, which is actually going to go to Viola Davis. And I think all of us have been so excited this week with the Oscar nominations and just the whole idea that she is the most nominated African-American actress in history. So the fact that she's going to be this year's icon, how does that feel?
Well, you know, she's deserving. I mean, her body of work that crosses so many different mediums, you know, of course, first the stage and film and television, just really speaks to her gifts, you know, as an actress. And, you know, now that she has also become involved with, you know, a lot of advocacy work, using her art as a way of creating messaging around important issues. Her production company produced a play that looked at women within the Muslim community, which was very well received and, you know, sent out a powerful message about female empowerment. You know, her involvement, recent involvement with Black Lives Matters, you know, and the fact that she has, you know, jumped into a new phase of her career as a producer, you know, we can't wait to see what's going to come from that. But she certainly has already established a track record where she's definitely an icon. You know, her representation of Black women has been strong, has been positive, has been multifaceted. And so she's deserving.
Other honorees this year include Mariah Carey, as well as George C. Wolfe. Netflix. Let's talk about Netflix, because I think in the quote from the press release, you talked about how Netflix really saved us during this year of the pandemic, during last year's first part of the pandemic.
Yeah, I think Netflix played a critical role. Just, you know, when you look at the whole mental health of it all, of what COVID-19 unleashed, you know, in those early days in April, May, and June, when we really didn't know what we were dealing with, we didn't know how long we would be locked in our homes. And there was just a level of uncertainty in the air. And I think, I know speaking for myself, I found it comforting, that little inn, you know, popping up and just sort of having something familiar. And they were fully loaded with a lot of programming, a lot of diverse programming, I might add, that really just sort of kept you busy and kept your mind away from the what ifs that were all around us with this pandemic and with all of the deaths and just the uncertainty. The fragility of life was very much, you know, on the surface for us all. You know, this pandemic was something that affected the entire world, you know, and, you know, with no signs of a cure, with no leadership offering proper direction. You really, I think Netflix was one of, was impactful in that they were consistent. They were steady in doing what they do, which is provide entertaining and quality programming.
I must say, this past year, being able to participate in the AFCA virtual roundtables, I felt very close to a lot of this year's winners. A lot of the films and the actors that we were able to interview, to be able to see these films, to be able to talk to them about these projects. And then now we're presenting them with these awards. It's almost a different feel. I've been very emotional as I was looking through the list of just, you know, when I think about One Night in Miami, Regina King's directorial debut, as well as the amazing work that Daniel Kaluuya did for Judas and the Black Messiah, as well as Andra Day and United States versus Billie Holiday. How are I know how they're determined, but just for our listeners, how were this year's winners determined for the awards?
Well, AFCA is is the largest group of Black film critics in the world. And our members vote on, the best at each and every year at the end of normally it's at the end of the year. But this year, because of the pandemic and because of everything was kind of crazy this year. And with the Oscars moving back, it forced the industry to move back with it. So now the Oscars, which are normally at the end of February, this year are at the end of April. And so our show is at the beginning of April, which is the same spot that it normally would occupy had things taken place in February. So yeah, the studios campaign and, provide our members with, the movies that they're putting forth for consideration. And then over a week-long period, our members vote and determine best performances from acting to independent film, foreign film, breakouts, talent, both in front of the camera and behind, and also our top 10 list, which it's a list that represents what we, with the members of AFCA, feel were the 10 best films that we saw during the previous year. So, it's a lot of fun. It's always, we're at a very, very busy time right now as we put together the show and, do everything from write the scripts to, shooting both the presenters as well as the winners, interfacing with our attorney, who's interfacing with talent attorneys, studio counsel to set the right terms for this moment, when their clients either present or win an award. Dealing with our, just the various teams from accounting, bookkeeping, the art department, editing, storyboarding, sponsorship, overseeing all of that, and sort of just providing a steady hand to, the group of talented professionals who I'm fortunate enough who work for me, in this endeavor to create what hopefully the audience will find to be a time well spent.
Gil, I have to ask, award shows like this that celebrate and honor and recognize our African-American talent are so important. We've had over the last couple of years where we felt a lot of our creative talents were snubbed. They were not receiving the nominations for Oscars or Screen Actors Guild or the Golden Globes. So kudos to the African American Film Critics Association for putting this amazing show together. What's new for AFCA? Because I know last year I was able to participate in the Pride programming that you guys put on for the summer. So have you put that programming together just yet, or are we still just?
We have our hand in awards, but we are certainly already looking at our year-round calendar of events. We just wrapped up our Women's History Month programming on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to our celebration of Asian Pacific Heritage in April, LGBTQ month right after that, And then our summer programming with our summer screening series, AFCA TV Honors. And then we'll move into a partnership that we have with Easter Seals, which is a group that represents the disabled community, as well as our celebration of Latin, Latinx culture in October. So we have our boot camps. We have an upcoming boot camp in California at Cal State Northridge. You know, so we're finalizing that. You know, and of course we have our roundtables, which, you know, has provided an opportunity for our members to get to know one another and to really engage on a level of intimacy that I think is very vital, particularly during the pandemic, but also just from a professional development standpoint. You know, they're able to learn from each other. So that's been really, really, really fun. The fact that we created that and the program has become so successful.
Absolutely. Gil Robertson, thank you so very much for being a guest today on Upfront. Again, we're talking about the AFCA Awards, which are taking place on Wednesday, April the 7th, a virtual award show. And they will be able to watch this on the AFCA YouTube channel, correct?
Well, they'll be able to watch it on April 17th. A show on April 7th is actually a private show. You'll be able to watch it, but the general public will not. That will be seen, and it'll be the same show, but it'll be seen on April 17th, which is the final weekend before voting closes for the Oscars. Our show, our awards are seen as a feeder into the much larger Academy Award show. And so the recommendations and picks that we make carry a lot of steam and have a lot of influence on what ultimately happens in terms of both the nominations for the Oscars as well as the winners for the Oscars. So your audience will get a chance to watch our show on the 17th and sort of see how it stacks up against what the nominees or the winners for the Oscars will be a week later.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Gil, thank you so very much and continue to stay safe.
Absolutely, you too, God bless.